Welcome to the Good Friday edition of Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, the parochial vicar, associate director of the Catholic Community. It is Good Friday, at the celebration of the Lord's Passion.
Jesus is a carpenter. Jesus, before he preached the kingdom of God, worked with wood, stone, nails, and saws. He was a carpenter. He worked with his hands. Many of you already know this, but in first century Judaism especially, it was custom that a father would teach his son his craft. Bakers learned how to bake from their fathers, weavers from their fathers. And thanks to St. Joseph, Jesus learned how to be a carpenter from his foster father, himself as a carpenter. And Jesus knew his trade well. He knew very well the life of a carpenter. He knew the weight of a quality hammer in his hands. Jesus could smell the wood and from its fragrance learn its type. By looking at its grain, Jesus not only could figure out what kind of wood he was working with, but probably could tell you which forest it came from. Jesus knew intimately the clang of hammerhead against nailhead as the nail pierced into a piece of wood. Moreover, Joseph taught his foster son the dignity and holiness of a good day's work, the value of the sweat of the brow. Working with his son day by day, Joseph taught Jesus how to work with good quality wood, how to use his hammer and nails with precision, how to construct doors and benches and houses with pride. Jesus knew his trade. It makes it all the more fascinating to note how Jesus chose to die. He could have chosen to be thrown to the lions, or he could have chosen to be strangled or tortured to death. But no. Jesus chose to die on a cross of wood. He chose to die on a cross made of wood. Jesus, the Son of God, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, who has the control of the world in his hands, chose to die on a wooden cross. Jesus chose his cross. Jesus knew his cross. Jesus loved his cross. Are we the same? Do we embrace our cross daily? Do we know our cross as intimately as Jesus knew his? Do you know those things that cause you to sin? Do you know those patterns which make you angry? Do you know those things and situations that causes sin to happen? Do you know those times when you are not a good follower of Jesus Christ? Do you know what makes you a lesser person than you actually are? What about all those fears and presuppositions and prejudices and untruths that we so fervently believe, letting our own pride get into the way of discovering wisdom and truth? Our own bigotry about other people, other concepts, peoples that do not live to our own standards. Do we even know what these fears and prepositions and prejudices are? Are we willing? Are we willing to confront our fears, our presuppositions, our prejudices? Do we allow our pride to get into the way of allowing us to know our cross? Jesus chose his cross. Jesus knew his cross. Jesus loved his cross. What about me? Do I choose my cross? do I know my cross? Do I love my cross? In just a few moments, we'll be coming before the Lord of the universe saying that we do. We are saying that we want to follow Christ to Calvary and die on the cross, on our own cross, just like he did. We are saying that we want to die with Christ. We want to say we also want to rise with him. We want to say that we knowingly want our faults and sins to be upon the cross. We are saying that our faults and our sins will be our personal ways towards imitating Christ all the more perfectly. So when you come up before the Lord, this is what you're saying. But is it true? Is this what we are saying? Is what we are saying true? We shall see.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu, email us at catholic@stanford.edu, or call us at 650-725-0080. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.